This is Randall Harp of Active Christian Media with today's devotion. The fifth chapter of the book of Joshua, or more accurately pronounced Yehoshua, contains what I consider to be two important events that have a single lesson for us. The first event is the circumcision of the second generation males before they began to possess the promised land. The generation that was delivered from bondage out of Egypt perished in the wilderness because of their disobedience. The boys born to them during their 40-year sojourn had not been circumcised, the symbol of covenant between the Lord and his people Israel. As a side note, I think that beyond symbolism, circumcision was practical for helping preserve the lineage of the Messiah, since any man exposing himself to a non-Jewish woman would likely have to explain his physical condition to her. Considering that many, if not most, of the second generation males that were circumcised under Yehoshua's leadership were not 8-day-old infants with the advantage of infantile amnesia, their submission to the covenant is noteworthy. Furthermore, they did it after crossing the Jordan, so that their time of recovery was in enemy territory. Circumcision was the responsibility of their parents. Since their parents neglected that responsibility, they could have easily dismissed it. Yet, because of their desire to be in right relationship with God, they willingly subjected themselves to the painful procedure. Later in the chapter, we see a blade of another kind. In verse 13, Yehoshua meets a man with a drawn sword in his hand. Yehoshua went to him and said, "Are you for us or for our enemies?" Came the answer, "No, for I now come as the commander of the army of the Lord." In other words, I am on no man's side. I am who I am, and neither make nor need alliances. Since this commander also said, "Take your shoe off your foot, for the place on which you are standing is holy," we know that this was the Lord himself. What is the lesson that I get from both of these things? The uncircumcised second generation males could have said, "Hey, it was my parents who messed up. It's a bit late for me to be circumcised. Certainly God can see things from my point of view." When Yehoshua asked the Lord if he was for us or for our enemies, the answer came, "Neither." While God does indeed understand our weaknesses, he is neither obligated nor inclined to side with us nor conform to our comforts. It is we who must decide what we will surrender in order to be in right relationship with him. Now, go honor your king.